I think the Eagles have to get ready for a man-child at wide receiver for the Cowboys. There's no other way to say it, but Dez Bryant right now is the focal point of their offense, as he should be, because he is just a freak in every sense of the word.
Yeah, you talk about size, athleticism. There's not a weakness to Dez Bryant's game. Once he's gotten his head straight, there's not a weakness to his game.
And they're featuring him right now. Here he is on a shallow cross right now, and really the linebacker, Nate Irving, is going to try and pick him up right now. But he's a guy that can flat out run away from you. They put him in a lot of different positions, and then really after the catch, he might be the most dangerous guy in the league right now.
And that's why it's hard to defend him. I mean, it's hard to find where he's going to be at in each formation. They don't mind putting him inside. They'll run across the middle on short routes, deep routes. They're just looking for matchup advantages. And when you're talking about a guy making plays after he makes the catch, I don't know if there's a better receiver in football right now after he gets the ball in his hands.
Here he is against Brandon Flowers, and he kind of runs a little stutter and go right here, just trying to get a little separation from the Chiefs' best cornerback.
He bodies right here. He gets just a little separation from Flowers. And then here's where his athleticism is on display. He lays out for this pass. I mean, this is a big guy. This is not a small guy laying out for this pass. This is a big receiver that is a freak athlete.
You have to always know where 88 is at, because they're going to line up all over the place. Here he is in a stack route combination right now. Going to run just a little curl in. But, I mean, they're always trying to find a way, whether it's out of a stack, move him in motion, to try to free him up, because he is their number one option.
Yeah, he's their best option. And the thing that I realize as you continue to watch Dez Bryant, the Rams do a great job here of gang tackling him. Once he catches the ball, making the tackle has to be a top priority. You got to get as many hats around him as possible. He has that punt return ability in him, so he knows how to make guys miss once he catches the football.
I mean, the Cowboys are tilting the offensive line over here. They've got one receiver out here, and it's Dez Bryant. This play is going to him all the way. They sell the play action, and here he comes on really just a dig route. But this ability to finish the play, Ike, is what, if you're the defense, you have to watch these plays. And you have to say, we can't let him get started right now because this is his ability to finish.
Yeah, the play isn't over once he catches the ball. For him, the play is just beginning. It can be a 5-yard catch, a 10-yard catch. He's always looking for the big play, the yards after the catch.
The Cowboys right now, they've put up a lot of points. They're scoring a lot of touchdowns. And they're, I think, the second-best team right now in the league in the red zone. And one of the reasons is because of his ability just to win and finish out here. You can't defend this any better. So how you play the ball in the air this Sunday determine the outcome of this game.
Yeah, discipline by the corners will be needed Sunday. Bradley Fletcher, Kerry Williams. You got to watch Dez Bryant's waist. You got to be able to watch his eyes. When he's going up for the football, he's fighting you for it. I mean, he's fighting for the ball in here.
So even if he's going up like that, Ike, I mean, your ability to finish, to strip, to get that ball out of his hands. He's got strong hands now.
Yeah.
But to just get that ball out, before the play is over.
Yeah, and you've watched Bradley Fletcher the last couple weeks be able to execute that sort of technique where it looks like the receiver's going to make the catch, but he's able to get his hand in there at the last second.
And look, let's be frank. One of the reasons why they brought Bradley Fletcher in and Kerry Williams, they wanted bigger corners, longer arm corners to be able to handle ex-receivers like Dez Bryant.
Yeah, this will be the best test for this secondary coming up against Dez Bryant and the Dallas Cowboys.